Keaton Glogley sitting down with the newest lug nut, Andy Fermin.
Andy, how are you doing today?
I feel great. Feel great to be here in Lansing and, you know, try to help the team. And I heard that they're in a good role right now and try to keep playing to play to see if we can do better.
Just coming from extended spring training, give us an idea of what a day is like in extended spring training.
Extended, first of all, it's really, really hot. Now it's kind of the same. We stretch, do some practice stuff a little longer than here, and then at one we always play against another teams.
What kind of things were you working on in extended?
Working on my swing to get better every day, you know, and my ground balls to feel the ball better, and just working all type of the game to be better.
What position on the infield are you most comfortable with?
I play two positions in the infield, third and second, and I feel pretty comfortable in both.
How long have you been playing third base?
My first year when I signed with the Blue Jays, I signed as a second base, and then I don't know if somebody got hurt in the New York Penn League before we have a team there. So they asked me if I can play third, and I said, yeah, and I just started playing.
What were some of the biggest changes playing third base compared to second base?
The ball get there quicker, you know, and just stay back and read the ball better and make a good throw.
So when you're taking ground balls at third, trying to improve there, what kind of things are you focused on? What kind of things are you trying to improve?
My feet open and try to funnel the ball and put my feet right to make the throw to first base.
Where are you from, Andy?
From the Dominican Republic.
And how long were you there?
In Dominican?
Yeah.
Since the season's over, I always go back to Dominican and just come here for spring training.
Did you just come here for college also?
Yeah, I played college here in Florida, Mariana, Florida, with Chipola College. I learned a lot there with Coach Jeff Johnson, and then I get drafted, and I'm here with the Blue Jays now.
Your father was a big leaguer. What's it like playing or growing up with a father who plays professional baseball?
That's great, man. That's a good feeling. You know that you have a dad to play in the big leagues. When I was a little kid, I always go to all the games and stuff, and it's pretty nice, yeah.
So you had a chance to see him play?
Yeah. I see him play like four or five years before he retired, and that's good, man. You know, every time that you got my father played baseball, you know, I can have some. He talked to me about baseball, and I learned a lot from him.
What kind of things? What are the best pieces of advice that he's given you?
You know, the baseball is a lot of mental stuff, and he always talking to me about the approach. When I'm not doing good, what I need to do and stuff like that, and that's the thing that he focused to tell me.
What kind of things do you need to do in your approach in order to be successful?
Try to stay in the middle of the field until I get two strike, back the ball a little bit, and just thinking through the middle of the field and do my best swing that I can put in it.
Now, Kenny Graham was the hitting coach at Bluefield, correct?
Yeah, correct.
Tell me a little about him as a coach.
As a coach, he's a tremendous coach. He's a hard worker guy. He's always there for you if you need it, and you know, and it's good to be back with him.
Andy, do you have any brothers or sisters?
Yeah, I got two brothers and one sister.
Do they play sports?
My big brother, he used to be signed with the Indians, not anymore. He got an injury and he can't play anymore, but now he's coaching in the Dominican League with the Aguilas with my father. He coached there too. And my sister doesn't play any sport, but my little brother, he's 7, and he's going to be good.
He's a baseball player?
Yeah.
What position does he play?
You know, he's 7 years old. He can do whatever, you know, but when he swing the ball, he's got a pretty good swing.
So when you were living in the Dominican, where did you work out at?
I work out with the Aguilas. That's the club that my dad manages there, and just work there. And then the Blue Jays got academy down in Dominican, in San Pedro and Macorís, and I just go there and work on all the fun stuff.
What kind of town is that?
What kind of town?
Yeah, what kind of place is it to live?
I live in Santiago, Dominican Republic. That's a good city. That's the second capital of there, and it's pretty good.
Andy, thanks so much for joining me, and good luck the rest of the day and the season.
Okay, thank you. Nice to have you.
That was Lugnuts infielder Andy Fermin. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll have more Lugnuts baseball on Big Country 92.1.